competition has taken notice.
Oh my God.
Good luck keeping up with us. Amateurs.
It's the only thing that is currently not sucking in Cleveland. It's the Barbecue Central Barbecue Show. From Cleveland, Ohio, it's the Barbecue Central Show on the Barbecue Central Radio Network.
Welcome to the Barbecue Central Show. Centralites, how's your life? Welcome in. Happy to have you aboard here tonight. We are locked and loaded for another fantastic rendition of the Barbecue Central Show right here on the Barbecue Central Radio Networks. I'm your program host, Greg Rempe. Thanks for joining me. Let me give you your contact information in case you are interested in taking part in the show tonight. If you have a question and you want to do it via email, I am more than happy to field that and answer it for you. bbqcentralradio@gmail.com is the email address. If you want to call in tonight, you're more than welcome to do so as well. 216-220-0966 is the phone number. Lots of great things happening here tonight. In just a couple minutes, we'll be joined by my monthly guest, my mom, joining us for her, I've kind of termed it Connie's Recipe Corner. It's up to her to change the name. What can I tell you? Connie's Recipe Corner coming up here in just a few minutes, about 17 past the hour. Have another interview lodged up with a person that has quite a interesting couple, actually. Quite an interesting couple of items out there in the barbecue and grilling market. His name is Bob Garnache. He is the inventor of the Ribolator. Ribolator.com is the website. Also, Flavor Dome, which is a item that adds smoke to your... Well, I'm sure, I mean, it can go on any grill. I've actually tried it on two types, on a gas grill and on a charcoal burning grill. But adds wood smoke if you don't have a dedicated smoker box or anything like that. He has the Ribolator, which we'll get into, which turns your existing rotisserie into this four or five tray rotisserie item, and then the Flavor Dome as well. So that is what we have coming up around 17 past the hour. Giveaway coming up third segment. Sponsored by Fred's Music and BBQ.com. Got a great thing to promote tonight for him as well as far as things that are going on in his shop. So stay tuned for that. Fred's Music and BBQ. Also, if you're following us on Twitter, you have an opportunity to win some stuff there as well. But we have some turkey rub. We have a brining kit. We have sample packs of rubs from Tasty Licks Barbecue. So lots of great stuff happening here on the Barbecue Central Show. I mean, we just roll. This is the way we roll. I mean, you know, you're down with us. You're not down with us, whatever the case may be. Plus, we are in the heart of some of the biggest barbecue competitions that are taking place during the course of this calendar event. So, or during this calendar year. So if you, American Royal coming up here this weekend, if you know, or if you want to take a shot at somebody that is that you think has the opportunity to win the American Royal, you want to weigh in on that, you want to give us your spin, your handicap on what you think is going to be happening, certainly more than welcome to take your calls. 216-220-0966, bbqcentralradio@gmail.com is the email address. Stand by for this.
She's cooked for him for years, and now she takes time out of her busy schedule to help out his pathetic internet radio show by sharing some of her favorite recipes. Greg's mom, Connie Rempe, is on the line.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, my mom, Connie Rempe, joining us for, I've called it, Mom, I've called it Connie's Recipe Corner. What do you think about that? Oh. Hold on a second, Mom. Hold on one second. I was talking to your daughter on Skype. The girls have to get involved with that, and then I put it through different speakers, so we're back on the air. Mom is with us here. Sorry about that. Connie's Recipe Corner, what do you think about that?
I think that's fabulous. I think that's a winner.
All right. So we'll go with that. Lots to get through here in the next 12 minutes. I was looking through the menu for this week's show, and certainly not only very impressive, but a wide variety of things for the palate. So let's get started with the appetizers. What's on tap?
Well, you know, Greg, I figured since fall is here and football is back, I thought I'd do some recipes with an autumn theme.
You know, in Cleveland, it's winter.
Well, actually, in Florida, it's still summer, so.
Happens to be that way all year round. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I thought we'd kick it off with a spicy sausage dip.
Mm.
And for that, we're using just ground hot sausage that we're going to brown in the skillet with onions and garlic. And to that, we're adding a can of tomatoes with green onions, a can of diced green chilies, some milk, and a combination of smoked and sharp cheddar cheese. We're just going to combine all of those ingredients in the pan that you have sautéed the sausage, cooking it until it's all hot and the cheese is melted, and serving that with some corn chips.
Okay, so two questions. Can you leave out the chilies if you're not a hothead? And are you buying the smoked cheddar cheese from a store, or are you smoking it yourself on a smoker?
Well, for myself, I've actually bought the smoked cheddar cheese, but actually your father does have the capability with his smoker to smoke the cheese, and we've never done that yet. It's something we'd like to do. But again, with the chilies, you know, you can put them in or leave them out. And, you know, cooking is, your recipes are basic guidelines, you know. There's nothing you have to stick to with cooking. It's not like baking. What's more of a, you know, you got to stick to the recipe. So.
Gotcha. Well, it sounds like a great starter. So let's move on to the next item, which is bacon, my favorite. Anything wrapped in bacon is my favorite. So this this time, instead of bacon-wrapped sausage or bacon-wrapped Cadbury eggs, which I did hear of 2 weeks ago, bacon-wrapped chicken.
Yeah. We're using six boneless, skinless chicken breasts, and we're going to season that with some ground coriander, chipotle chili pepper, and smoked paprika. And once you have those all seasoned, you're going to take each chicken breast and wrap it with two slices of bacon, wrapping it kind of tightly so when you're done, the chicken is going to look like kind of a fat sausage. And securing the bacon with a couple of toothpicks. And you're going to saute that in a pan, maybe 2 to 3 minutes, maybe 3 or 4 minutes, until the bacon is starting to brown a little bit. Then you're going to finish it off in the oven. I cook it on a cookie sheet that I've lined with some aluminum foil and use a cooling rack to put the chicken on. That way it allows the fat from the bacon to drain away from the chicken while it's, while it's cooking. And it basically takes maybe 30 or 40 minutes to cook. You don't want to undercook the chicken, but you certainly don't want to overcook it either. There's nothing worse than a piece of dried out chicken. So, you know, check it with a thermometer. Usually when it gets to about 170 degrees, it's done.
Now, to be, if somebody wanted to take it outside of the kitchen, something they could actually do on the grill as well.
You know, I'm not sure you'd want to do that on the grill because I think you would be dealing with a lot of fat dripping into the grill and you might have a lot of flare-up.
Right.
So that, you know, that might be a little tricky. We don't want to, you know, burn down anybody's house or anything.
Okay, yes. Good not to burn down anybody's house.
Yeah, really.
So,
yeah.
But now yeah. When it's done, are you, do you leave the chicken wrapped in the bacon? Do you take
yes.
the bacon off and serve it on the side or...
Nope, you're going to leave it wrapped right on there. You know, you can just slice it and, you know, serve it sliced and kind of fanned out. Or just, I usually just put the whole chicken breast wrapped in the bacon right on the plate.
Well, sounds great. Anything wrapped in bacon is certainly my best friend, at least for that meal. Moving
yeah.
on from the bacon-wrapped chicken is something that I've never seen before, a pumpkin pasta.
Yeah, and we're using fettuccine for the pasta, so you want to just get started with boiling your water, you know, with some salt in it, cooking the pasta and then letting it drain. And in the meantime, in a skillet with a little olive oil, you're going to saute some sliced onion and minced shallot. And to that, you're going to add your canned pumpkin, a can of chicken broth, some fresh thyme, some bay leaves, some salt and pepper, and a combination of smoked Gouda and Parmesan cheese.
Wow.
Yeah, delicious. And gotcha. You're going to use half the cheeses at this point, add it all into the pan, saute it all together, add your fettuccine at this point, toss it all together until it's, you know, all melted, and put it in your serving bowl, and then top it with the rest of the Gouda and Parmesan cheese, and it is delicious.
Oh, sounds fantastic. The pumpkin part kind of scares me up front, but certainly.
I know a lot of people say, "Ooh, pumpkin, I don't think I'd like it," but give it a try because it really is good. And with all the cheese, you know, you can mask that pumpkin. But it's, you know, pumpkin is good for you anyhow.
Can never go wrong with a large amount of smoked cheese in any fashion.
That's very true.
It looks like you have a green beans type side dish.
Right. It's green beans with slivered almonds, which really is a classic. And we're using fresh green beans that you're going to trim and just boil in the water maybe 3 or 4 minutes until they're tender crisp. You don't want to overcook them. Drain that in a little frying pan. You're going to want to saute your almonds in a little oil until they're golden brown, adding the beans back into the pan. And then we're using a combination of lemon juice and brown sugar, combining that and putting it back in the pan with the almonds and the beans, and just cooking it for a couple of minutes until it's heated through. And it gives it kind of a different flavor. You know, it's a little twist on a classic.
Is this something you've made before?
Yeah. Actually, I just made it not too long ago, and it's really good. I love green beans anyhow, and almonds are good. And, you know, trying something a little different with the lemon and brown sugar works very well.
So fresh green beans, you mean not the ones that are coming out of the can, but something you either going to, A, pick in your garden if you have something that you've grown with beans, or B, you go to the grocery store and you take out those fresh green beans that are along with all the other greens and fresh assorted whatnots there in the produce section.
Right. I wouldn't use canned ones. You could probably get away with using frozen green beans. You know, they're not bad. But if you have them, fresh is better.
All right. We're talking, by the way, with my mom, Connie Rempe, Connie's Recipe Corner here. We've had spicy sausage dip. Then we've gotten into some bacon-wrapped chicken and some pumpkin pasta with a side of green beans. Now, certainly there's a large amount of people that just love desserts. And this one doesn't disappoint. It's an apple crisp.
Yeah, it's actually my favorite dessert. It's a great fall classic. And I use Granny Smith apples for this, although this year I have come across Honeycrisp apples. I don't know if you – have you ever had those?
We get them up here in Ohio plentifully, I might add.
Do you really?
Well, absolutely.
I just found them, and they're absolutely wonderful and certainly could be used in here, too. Plus, they're a really large apple, so, you know, you don't have to peel as many to, you know, fill that pan. But with possibly a Granny Smith apple, I'm using about 6 apples that you're going to want to peel and slice. And putting them in the bottom of a 9-by-13-inch baking dish, line that, and then you're going to make the topping from butter, brown sugar, cinnamon, and flour, and your old-fashioned oats. You don't want the quick-cooking stuff. You want the regular old-fashioned oats.
Right.
You're just going to combine that in a bowl. I use my hands and just mash it all together until it's coarse and crumbly, spreading that mixture evenly over the apples, and then pop it in the oven about 45 minutes, and you know, it's done. I usually like to serve it warm with some vanilla ice cream. You know, ice cream always makes everything better, and it's truly a winner.
All right, so as far as the ice cream is concerned, you're serving it warm. You have the ice cream. Is it a vanilla bean ice cream? Is it a French vanilla ice cream? It seems that there has become all of a sudden an assortment of vanilla ice creams when 5 and 10 years ago there probably wasn't as many choices to choose from. Is there a particular vintage of ice cream that you would pair with this particular apple crisp dish?
I'm always going with the vanilla bean ice cream. I personally don't care for the French vanilla, but and just the regular nothing vanilla, not the French or the, you know, the vanilla bean, truly is not for me. But the vanilla bean ice cream is my favorite, and you know, you don't have to have ice cream with it. You know, some people could use whipped cream if you want, but to me, it kind of goes together, like, you know, ham and cheese.
Right,
kind of stuff.
Ham and cheese. Certainly a huge menu here. Sausage or spicy sausage dip, bacon wrapped chicken, pumpkin pasta, then green beans and an apple crisp dessert. By the way, via Twitter, Saucy Dude says, at Barbecue Central Show, your mom rocks. So you have some live listening people jumping in already saying that these recipes sound like a winner. So as always, if you are interested in getting your hands on these recipes, all you have to do is email the show, bbqcentralradio@gmail.com, and just put in the subject line the date of the show that you would like the recipes. I have all these saved. And again, Mom, looks like you've certainly hit a winner with these. And what can I say? Groundbreaking performance here with these recipes tonight. Way to keep it with the change of the seasons, and we look forward to some more recipes in the future.
Well, thank you very much, Greg. It was a pleasure as always.
All right, thanks for coming on tonight, Mom.
Thanks for having me, honey.
Take care. That's my mom, by the way.
Don't try to apprehend him.
Spicy sausage dip, a bacon wrapped chicken, a pumpkin pasta, a green bean side dish, apple crisp. I've had the apple crisp, by the way, number of times. Very tasty. Wanted to tell you quickly about my man Fred Bernardo at fredsmusicandbbq.com. He has a turkey grilling day coming up Saturday, November 7th, 2009. Mad Max Turkey Demo by Mad Max himself. Smoking guitar players, beer can turkey. And taste these treats. Infredible turkey burgers, turkey sausage, smoked turkey, and more of the best tasting turkey treats anywhere in the world. All right there in Chillington, Pennsylvania. The fun starts at 11 a.m. Go to fredsmusicandbbq.com for more details. Again, it starts at 11. There'll also be some live broadcasting from WEEU from 11 to 1. Prizes to be won. It's Fred's Music and Barbecue, by the way. He's doing the prize giveaway tonight. So check that out, fredsmusicandbbq.com for Turkey Grilling Day, November 7th, a Saturday, coming up here in just a few short weeks. When we come back, Ribolator. You're listening to the Barbecue Central Show right here on the Barbecue Central Radio Networks.
Future of barbecue is already here at thebarbecueguru.com. From the amazing guru that monitors and controls the temperatures of any charcoal, wood, or electric pit to the Caldera Tallboy knockdown smoker. Yes, it breaks down and stores flat, yet it's still a robust, sturdy, portable cooker and smokehouse. It also serves as an efficient temperature-controlled convection oven using wood or charcoal. The Tallboy is designed to fit all catering pans and can be used as a warming oven. You can cook in any style you choose, like ribs, chicken, jerky, vegetables, smoked cheese, whatever you want. Take it to KCBS competitions and unload it from the trunk of your car. TheBarbecueGuru.com is where you'll find the Caldera 3-Bay Caterer. It's stainless steel and uses charcoal or sterno for chafing purposes. And it doubles as a 3-bay sink or wash station with hot water and knocks down in seconds with no tools required for transportation and storage. The future of barbecue is here at TheBarbecueGuru.com. That's www.thebbqguru.com. Or call 1-800-288-GURU.
Joe B's gives you every vitamin and all the minerals naturally to get energy and feel great. Go to joebees.com. That's joebees.com.
The only show of its kind on any kind of radio. Any kind of radio. It's the Barbecue Central Show. Barbecue Central Show.
Forget going from site to site to get all your barbecue and grilling supplies and make your first and final stop at friendsmusicandbarbecue.com. In the market for a new barbecue pit? We have all the big name brands like Big Green Egg and more. As a matter of fact, Fred's is staffed by eggheads and carries all the parts and accessories for the Big Green Egg. More of a pellet head, you say? Fred's is the pellet grill superstore with grills in stock from Traeger, Green Mountain, and Country Smokers from Louisiana Grills. Fred also carries smokers from Cook Shack, Bradley, and Weber as well as a full lineup of charcoal grills. And once you're outfitted with your new smoker or grill, you'll find absolutely everything you need to make your barbecue or grilling experience a success. Fred is also the creator and distributor of Tasty Licks barbecue products, including their great line of rubs, spices, and sauces. You gotta try them. You can also get your hands on a full lineup of marinades, accessories, lump charcoal, wood chips, pellets, chunks, and even the great grilling tools from Stephen Reichland of Barbecue U fame. Check Fred out on the web at fredsmusicandbbq.com or check out their fully stocked showroom in beautiful Schilling. PA.
Get in the smoke.
It's the Barbecue Central Show. Once again, here's your host, Greg Rempe.
Can make it, do it, makes us all the better, faster, stronger.
That don't kill me, can only make us stronger. I need you to hurry up, man, because I can't wait much longer.
Right, we're back here on the Barbecue Central Show. I'm your program host, Greg Rempe. Thanks again to my mom for coming on last segment, talking about those delicious recipes. This portion of the show brought to you by D-Dog's Barbecue Rub, maker of great sauces and rubs. You can find them on the internet at ddogsbbq.com. By the way, if you don't want to go ahead and pay those shipping prices anymore, yeah, don't worry about that. Find your one-off mom-and-pop shop that sells the barbecue sauces and rubs. Email that info to Darren at ddogsbbq.com. And he will get you hooked right up, as promised. Joining me right now to talk about a couple great inventions when it comes to your barbecue, or more specifically, your grill, is Bob Garnash from The Ribbolator. Bob, thanks for coming on tonight. How are you? Bob.
Get that big stuff out of here.
All right. Let's go ahead and try that again. We go... We'll go on. Hey, by the way, I did mention Darren at D-Dogs, BBQ.com.
I can't answer your call right now, so please leave me your name and phone number, and I'll call you back as soon as I can. Also, please leave your information clearly so I can understand it. Thank you.
At the tone, please record
your
message.
We're going to leave a message.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Bob, Greg Rempe, Barbecue Central Show. We're live. This is where we do the interview portion of the show about the Ribbolator, Flavor Dome, 216-220-0966. Hit me up. Weird.
Get that big stuff out of here.
Well, this is something. I'm going to go ahead and try him back real quickly one more time. We're supposed to be talking with Bob Garnash, Ribbolator. You can go ahead and check him out. Ribbolator.com is the website. If you have a gas grill, perhaps you are also a fan of rotisserie-style food. And if you're a fan of rotisserie-style food, you've probably gone ahead and... Bob, you there, buddy?
Yeah.
All right. Got you on board. Here we go. Bob, well, we're live on the air. This is Greg Rempe from Barbecue Central Show. Not sure exactly what technical difficulty we ran into, but nevertheless, we got you back on the line. So let's go ahead. We want to, Bob, by the way, is the creator of the Ribbolator and the Flavor Dome. Ribbolator.com is the website. Bob Garnash joining me here on the Barbecue Central Show. Bob, before we actually get into these two products here, how did you, or what's your background in barbecue? What do you find so intriguing about it?
Well, I've been barbecuing for more years than I can remember, and my son's kind of a barbecue-aholic as well. So we consistently barbecue, and of course, when you live in a state where it's always raining or snowing, you know, you just have to adjust and do it whenever you can.
Being in Cleveland, I would never know anything about that.
Yeah, I can imagine.
No doubt.
I did it at the beginning of this year. It was about March, and I was out there barbecuing, and it started snowing, and by the time I was done, I had an inch of snow on top of my head.
Wow. That's about the way it happens over here in Northeast, and as you move upwards more north. So, where does the info? We'll start with the Ribolator. So, where does the idea of the Ribolator actually come from?
Well, you know, I left the barbecue ribs like most people do, and like most people, they never turn out properly because you have to cook them for 3 to 4 hours. You put them on the grill. By the time you're done, they're all dried out or burnt. And there are other times where you cook them, they turn out great. And you say, how in the heck did I do that? Next time you try it, they're burnt again. It's kind of like golfing. You know, you go out and you golf, you hit a great shot, you think you're the king of the world. The next shot, it goes out in the woods. But it's just enough to keep you going back.
So
my mind to work to fix that problem.
So you devise the Ribolator, you get something in your mind. So how does it actually work, and how do you get it into actually to market?
Okay. What I came up with was, you know, I thought of those rotisserie chickens in Costco. You see how good those always turn out going around in that little spit of theirs.
Right.
How could I do that with ribs? Well, ribs are too thin to put through a skewer, so I came up with a tray system to where it was almost like a Ferris wheel. So you have four trays, and there's two brackets that support the trays that just slide on to your existing rotisserie rod. And when it rotates with your motor, it's like a Ferris wheel. So the trays are always upright. They're exactly the length of a rack of ribs. And you put them on there, and they turn out perfect every single time.
Are they the exact width of baby back ribs or spare ribs or both?
Both. On the spare ribs, usually I cut them down to St. Louis style, so they almost look like a rack of baby back ribs.
Right.
And they fit right in the tray snugly. And, you know, 3-4 hours later, they're golden brown and they're tender and juicy.
We're talking with Bob Garnish. He is the inventor of the Ribolator. You can find him at Ribolator.com. Also, maker of the Flavor Dome, which you'll get here too in a second. Now, as you had mentioned, and you had sent me one, and I certainly appreciate that. I guess my idiocy didn't realize that I actually had to have an existing rotisserie motor in order to make it happen. But that also comes from the fact that I also own two additional Weber Smoky Mountains and then a big close offset for barbecuing. So I guess not having the rotisserie didn't really seem to click with me. But for the people that do, when you load these four trays down, is there any potential issue where the motor is going to overheat or not be able to carry the weight? I'm assuming that's all been worked out in the logistics.
Oh, yeah. In fact, I use a cordless motor. It just takes two D batteries. I've been using that motor for the last 4 years. And it'll turn up to 25 pounds worth of food. And I use that on the Ribolator, loaded down with any possible thing you can think of. In fact, the pictures and videos you see on the website, turning the food on there is using that motor. And the motor works great. You hear it whining a little bit because it's a little bit old by now, but it has no problem turning that long.
And is this
a corded motor would be great.
Is this just for gas grills, or are there kettle grill Ribolators available as well?
Well, good question. I've had a number of individuals who are competitors in barbecuing, and they have requested one for their kettle grills, for their Webers. And so I'm currently testing a prototype with another individual locally here, and he's trying it out. It's a shorter version, and it fits in the Weber using the extension ring. And I don't know if you're familiar with that extension ring.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's okay. Yeah, so you can use that extension ring, and the shorter Ribolator tray will fit in there just great. In fact, he did some chicken the other day, and he put it up on a barbecue forum, and they looked great, nice and golden brown, and no problems at all. So I'm going to make one for that.
All right, so we have a charcoal grill in the offing. We have the gas grills already available for sale. What's a ballpark price? Obviously, different gas grills are probably going to have different spaces and sizes. But what's the ballpark price for these units?
$79.95 right now, and we're holding that price. We just redid the website. Actually, just came up again today on the new site, and we were going to change the price to $99.95 because of stainless steel costs and so forth. But right now we decided to hold it at the $79.95 and include the free shipping with it for your listeners After a week, we'll change the website back to the new price.
All right, so we're saving $20 plus shipping for Barbecue Central forum members. So, Bob, we certainly appreciate this. Bob Garnash from Ribillator.com is the website. Now, the next product we're going to talk about is something I've actually been able to use two times and in different environments, if you will. This is called the Flavor Dome. Now, there's some other products that I want to call this a Me Too product in the fact that there's other smoker boxes out there that you can add to your grill, in essence. But the thing that really separates this item, at least from my perspective, is this thing is it could also function as a subduing weapon if somebody actually broke into your house. I mean, this is some real tough gauge stainless steel.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
heavy, and it's got that cutout underneath. So if you have those V-shaped flavorizer bars, it actually sits down in your gas grill. But I also tested it in my Bubba Keg, which is a charcoal-fired grill, and that thing added great smoke flavor, even better than some wood chunks that I had been using prior to that. So where did you find the shortcomings of some of the other items that were out there in order to come up with this Flavor Dome?
Well, this happens to be an invention of another inventor that I became friends with, and I started using the smoker box myself on my own grill. And after a couple of years of doing that, we talked a little bit with the inventor, and we actually bought the patent rights to it. And now it's basically our product, but we did so because, like you said, it works so great in producing smoke. And the benefit that this has over other boxes is that it will trap the bitter tar taste that other boxes will produce because it has a double baffle lid.
Right.
And so the smoke that comes out is more of a sweeter flavored smoke, and so it doesn't taste bitter on the food. And that's the advantage of this thing.
And by the way, I mean, the capacity on this is probably second to none with any other smoker box that you're looking at.
And it's still streamlined. Yeah. Yeah, it'll smoke for about an hour. And it also eliminates flare-ups. So most smoker boxes, it'll get hot enough after a while to where the chips catch fire.
Right.
And within 15, 20 minutes, it's done. Whereas this will just continue smoking until the chips and or pellets, if you use those in there, will be consumed.
Right, and I've had nothing but great success with this particular item. Cost of this particular unit for the central lights?
That is $49.95, and that includes the shipping on that as well.
All right. So, and again, this thing is severely heavy duty, so this isn't something.
Your grill will rust around this thing.
Yeah, I mean, this thing is it might as well be chalked up for life. And there's no way that anything else on the market can simply compare to this thing. So if you're looking for to add kind of a dedicated smoker box to your existing grill or even your charcoal grill or whatever you have, then this is certainly an item you want to take a look at. Again, go ahead and remind everybody about the website and if you have any contact information as far as phone numbers or whatever, anybody can give you a call at.
Okay. Website is Ribillator. Now I'll spell it because it's a different spelling. It's RIBOLATOR instead of ER. It's OR, ribillator.com. And the website, I just looked at it today and they had a problem with adjusting the pricing for your listeners. So at this point, if they go to the website and go to the bottom of the page, there's a contact link and they can just send me an email. And saying that they heard it on the show, I put radio show in the subject line and tell me that they want the product, and I will contact them.
All right, easy enough
and
to do.
Place your order that way instead of doing it online.
All right, and we get the special price, so that'll be $79.95, which includes shipping for the Ribolator and $49.95 for the Flavor Dome. Two great products. I can't wait to actually get my hands on a rotisserie motor to try out that Ribolator so I can report back here in a later show. But, Bob, I appreciate you taking the time out tonight. Ribolator.com is the website.
Now, don't order on the website. Don't order on the website. Call me or email me for the order.
Right. Email you and put radio show on the subject line or call, probably the best way to do it. What's a number people can call you at, Bob?
That's 0692. That's 999-0962.
562. All right. We'll give that out. We'll also hook that up in the post-show notes, Bob, so people will go ahead and take advantage of this. Ribolator.com is the website, and again, we will make sure we have all the proper hookups for the special deals that you're running for the show tonight. Appreciate that. You looking out for the Central Lights, Bob. Continued success with both products, and when you have something else new coming down the chute, love to have you back on.
Great. Thanks for having me.
All right, Bob. Thanks for coming on tonight. It's Bob Garnash. Ribolator.com. If you're interested in checking out the website there, quick reminder about Yoder Smoky Mountain Barbecue. They are the leading online distributor of Meadow Creek barbecue equipment. You know these guys, the barbecue smokers, the pig roasters, chicken cookers, grills, handcrafted in the Amish country of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, giving you outstanding value for the price and helping you enjoy easy and profitable barbecues for years to come. Also carrying a complete line of barbecue rubs and sauces. Next month, they're going to be giving away a t-shirt. So stay tuned for that. Thanks again to Bob Garnash. Ribolator.com, $79.95 for the Ribolator, $49.95 for the Flavor Dome. When we come back, we'll get some winners for Fred Music and BBQ stuff. 216-220-0966 is the number to call in on. Plus, I'll be weighing in on some of the contests coming up and a lot of other great stuff. You're listening to the Barbecue Central Show right here on the Barbecue Central Radio Networks.
Get going from site to site to get all your barbecue and grilling supplies and make your first and final stop at fredsmusicandbarbecue.com. In the market for a new barbecue pit, we have all the big name brands like Big Green Egg and more. As a matter of fact, Fred's is staffed by eggheads and carries all the parts and accessories for the Big Green Egg. More of a pellet head, you say? Fred's is the pellet grill superstore with grills in stock from Traeger, Green Mountain, and Country Smokers from Louisiana Grills. Fred also carries smokers from Cook Shack, Bradley, and Weber as well as a full lineup of charcoal grills. And once you're outfitted with your new smoker or grill, you'll find absolutely everything you need to make your barbecue or grilling experience a success. Fred is also the creator and distributor of Tasty Licks barbecue products, including their great line of rubs, spices, and sauces. You gotta try them! You can also get your hands on a full lineup of marinades, accessories, lump charcoal, wood chips, pellets, chunks, and even the great grilling tools from Stephen Reichlin of Barbecue U fame. Check Fred out on the web at fredsmusicandbbq.com or check out their fully stocked showroom in beautiful Shillington, PA.
Joe B's is only $99 for a big 6-month supply with free shipping, and you get a 7th month free. That's less than 50 cents a day for energy and to feel great. Go to joebees.com.
Big name interviews. Coverage of competition barbecue. And the only host willing to give his honest opinion on all topics in the world of barbecue. It's the Barbecue Central Show.
Barbecue Central Show.
Barbecue has never been easier with the Barbecue Guru. The Barbecue Guru is a temperature control and monitor for all pits, charcoal, wood, electric, your pit. It easily attaches to any smoker or pit and gives you simple, trouble-free control of your temperatures so you can make championship quality barbecue every time and all the time. And it's location free. Take it anywhere. This amazing breakthrough in barbecue technology is a microprocessor controlled draft system that uses temperature monitors and a small fan to keep your temperatures constant. The stainless steel Guru Pit Miner gives you a choice of controls from 90 to 370 degrees. So cold smoking, pepper drying, making cheese or jerky or fabulous briskets and ribs is nothing short of effortless. The ProCom 4 lets you monitor your pit from up to 600 feet away. And there's more. Check out the full line of products and accessories for the future of barbecue with new items on the way. Visit thebarbecueguru.com. That's www.thebbqguru.com. Or call 1-800-288-GURU.
Sometimes it's all about the free stuff. Call now to win something succulent.
Now, let's get back to the Barbecue Central Show on LA Talk Radio.
All right, we're back and better than ever. It's the Barbecue Central Show right here on the Barbecue Central Radio Networks. Thanks to Bob Garnash coming on. Ribolator.com is the website. Special deals abound for that, the Ribolator, and for the Flavor Dome as well. Post-show notes, I will have all of that information for you as well, also on the way out. If you go to theribillator.com, you go to the contact, and then you put on the email side, what did he say, a radio show. He will go ahead and get you the Ribillator for $79.95 and the Flavor Dome for $49.95. Free shipping on both items. Believe me, the Flavor Dome itself is heavy, so that's got to have some big shipping costs to it. So you're saving on that, and it works really well. I mean, the Flavor Dome works really well. Highly suggested. This portion of the show brought to you by the Barbecue Guru. You know these guys, makers of the automatic pit temperature control devices. Why would you look anywhere else if you're looking for pit temperature control devices? These are the guys that started it all. They have four different models for you to choose from, no matter what your particular budgetary constraint is or your level of geekdom. If you're a total mega geek and you want to be able to control your Barbecue Guru from your desktop computer, your laptop, or from afar, you can do that. They have the CyberQ. They also have a DigiQ2. They have a ProCom 4 wireless. If you just want the cruise control for your pit, keeping it at one particular temperature from here to eternity, NanoQ is for you as well. Two ways to find them. You can dial them up online, thebbqguru.com. You can also call them toll-free as well, 800-288-GURU. That's good, folks. At the Barbecue Guru, we turn our attentions to the KCBS Team of the Year standings. Really, not a lot of changes that have taken place here. Still, Pellet Envy atop the KCBS Team of the Year standings. Rod Gray doing very well. But the lead continues to dwindle. Munch and Hogs at the Hilton, that was last year's Team of the Year, only 87 points behind. American Royal taking place this weekend. So who knows? There could be a huge shakeup here. Not even 200 points separating 1 through 5, 6, 7, 8 even. So very, very close. A lot of these guys in the top 10 taking place in the competition this weekend. Iowa Smoky D's is third. Butcher Barbecue is fourth. Four Legs Up Barbecue is number 5. I Smell Smoke is number 6. Smoke on Wheels 7. Laudable Barbecue 8. QOW number 9. JP Custom Smoke number 10. So, as stated, American Royal taking place this weekend, both the invitational and the open side of things. So, could be a huge shakeup come next show, next Tuesday, as far as what the Team of the Year standings are in regards to KCBS points chase. If you have a favorite that you'd like to call out, you're more than welcome to do so. You can also call in and win some prizes. You can choose between some turkey rub or some brining, or a brining kit, rub sampler pack from Fred's Music and Barbecue. Fred'sMusicAndBBQ.com is the website. 216-220-0966 or bbqcentralradio@gmail.com if you want to weigh in via email. Quick note, a couple months ago, not even a couple months ago, but a few shows ago, when was that? Man, time flying by. Maybe August, end of August. We had Joey Chestnut, who is currently ranked number 1 in the world of competitive eating, Major League Eating, the International Federation of Competitive Eating. And you would remember, if you listened to the show or you heard it on a podcast, that the next biggest event coming up, aside from the hot dog eating contest that they have every year on July 4th, is this Crystal Square Off World Hamburger Eating Championship, and that took place just this past weekend in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And the winner was not Joey Chestnut. No. And instead, it was his arch rival, Takeru Kobayashi, who won the Crystal Hamburger Eating Contest and pocketed a cool $20,000. Oh, my God. Kobayashi downing a total of 93, and how that breaks down is 68 Crystal hamburgers. And if you're not aware of what a Crystal hamburger is, it's like a White Castle, slider, bomber, whatnot. But then they also had these big Angus burgers, which was somewhere in the neighborhood equal to 5 of the regular burgers. So you had to eat those first, and then you could also, each big Angus burger equals 5 Crystal burgers. That's what it was. I mean, ridiculous. So you had to eat those first. Then you got into the Crystal hamburgers after that, the regular size ones. He ate 93 in total. Next closest was our man Joey Jaws Chestnut eating 81. So Kobayashi really bringing the lumber, winning by 12 an absurd amount. I mean, 93, the next one, Joey, at 81, who is number one in the world. And then it really drops off from there. You had Pat Deep Dish Bertoletti eating 75. Joey still takes home 10 G's for an eight minute romp with some Crystal hamburgers. What's the calorie on that? Last place, or 12th place, wins $500 for eating eight. I think I could eat eight. I think I could eat eight Crystal burgers and win $500. I don't know if that would have paid for my particular cost out there. Nevertheless, so congratulations to Joey for a good showing at second. I know he's probably disappointed in the fact that he didn't actually win that particular unit. But hey, 10 grand, hard to sneeze at for sure. All right, so we have the American Royal coming up here this coming week. We also have the, what's the name of that? Jack Daniels coming up in a handful of weeks as well. Someone riding a huge wave of success this weekend included at the Murfreesboro 17th Street Bar and Grill barbecue cook-off, which is hosted by Mike Mills, who is legend when it comes to barbecue, is Myron Mixon. And that contest is really something like, not, I believe the only other one kind of like it as far as same venue is Washington, D.C., where you have a KCBS event and then you turn right around next day and you go Memphis Barbecue Network style Jones. So you're cooking your four KCBS meats and then you're cooking the three Memphis Barbecue Network meats. And Myron Mixon wins both. That dude is on a roll right now. It is hard. And as Ray Lampe said last week, that was his pick to win the Jack Daniels coming up here in just a few short weeks. Also, probably not a shoddy bet to win this coming weekend. So keep an eye out for the man in black. And we're not talking about Johnny Cash. So keep an eye out. Just keep an eye out for him. I'm telling you right now. All right, coming up after me at 10 o'clock Eastern, that's 7 p.m. Pacific, is Broad Topics. It's four ladies, Laura Joan, Kelly, and Jillian. Tonight, they're going to be talking about the ocean. They're going to be speaking with a real marine biologist. So if you're into the ocean, if you like four chicks, one of them's a lesbian, southern lesbian, then you want to stay tuned for that, 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I want to thank my guests tonight, my mom, for coming on first segment, sharing some of her recipes. Also, Bob Garnash from Ribillator, if you want to get in on some of that great stuff as far as prize or as far as money savings are concerned, and I know the Centralites love to save the cash, then go to Ribillator.com or... pardon me, you can call him directly at 206-999-0962. Ask for Bob. He'll answer the phone. Or if you're going to email him, you go to ribillator.com and then you click on the contact button and then shoot him an email. Just put radio show in the subject line. You'll get that $79.95 price on the Ribillator, and you'll also get the $49.95 price on the Flavor Dome. Free shipping. Shipping's on me, guys. Shipping's on me, buddy. Yeah. All right. It's going to do it. Next week, I vow to get to this hot topic of letting your meat in the barbecue come up to 100 degrees before you start adding any wood smoke.
Uh-oh.
What? This from an authority. I'm doing air quotes, an authority in the world of barbecue. So we'll talk about that next week. Also, scheduled to appear. Let me fill you in. Drew Keenan from the Bubba Keg. Week after that, Scotty Johnson from Cancer Sucks Chicago. October 20th, Moe's Barbecue coming on. Talk to him about franchising restaurants and all that stuff. So maybe you're looking to get in the barbecue business. I don't know. Maybe you're not. I'm not. But I'll talk to somebody that wants to get people into the biz. So stay tuned for that. Lots of stuff coming up. Hey, follow me on Twitter at BBQ Central Show or Facebook. Just search BBQ Central Show on Facebook. You'll find me. That's how we'll do the giveaways tonight. And until next Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, this is your program host and proud U.S. American, Greg Rempe. Good night now.
Of barbecue is already here at thebarbecueguru.com. From the amazing guru that monitors and controls the temperatures of any charcoal, wood, or electric pit to the Caldera Tallboy knockdown smoker. Yes, it breaks down and stores flat, yet it's still a robust, sturdy, portable cooker and smokehouse. It also serves as an efficient temperature-controlled convection oven using wood or charcoal. The Tallboy is designed to fit all catering pans and can be used as a warming oven. You can cook in any style you choose, like ribs, chicken, jerky, vegetables, smoked cheese, whatever you want. Take it to KCBS competitions and unload it from the trunk of your car. TheBarbecueGuru.com is where you'll find the Caldera 3-Bay Caterer. It's stainless steel and uses charcoal or sterno for chafing purposes. And it doubles as a 3-bay sink or wash station with hot water and knocks down seconds with no tools required for transportation and storage. The future of barbecue is here at thebarbecueguru.com. That's www.thebbqguru.com or call 1-800-288-GURU.
It's the only show where it's okay to rub your neighbor's breasts. It's the Barbecue Central Show.
Barbecue Central Show.
Joe B's gives you every vitamin and all the minerals naturally to get energy and feel great. Go to joebees.com. That's joebees.com.
Forget going from site to get all your barbecue and grilling supplies and make your first and final stop at fredsmusicandbarbecue.com. In the market for a new barbecue pit, we have all the big name brands like Big Green Egg and more. As a matter of fact, Fred's is staffed by eggheads and carries all the parts and accessories for the Big Green Egg. More of a pellet head, you say? Fred's is the pellet grill superstore with grills in stock from Traeger, Green Mountain, and Country Smokers from Louisiana Grills. Fred also carries smokers from Cook Shack, Bradley, and Weber as well as a full lineup of charcoal grills. And once you're outfitted with your new smoker or grill, you'll find absolutely everything you need to make your barbecue or grilling experience a success. Fred is also the creator and distributor of Tasty Licks barbecue products, including their great line of rubs, spices, and sauces. You gotta try them. You can also get your hands on a full lineup of marinades, accessories, lump charcoal, wood chips, pellets, chunks, and even the great grilling tools from Stephen Reichland of Barbecue U fame. Check Fred out on the web at fredsmusicandbbq.com or check out their fully stocked showroom in beautiful Shillington, PA.